Federated just wants to say thanks to all local businesses in and around the state of Minnesota. You are our community partners, our neighbors, our families, and our friends. And when you need Federated, Federated is here to help. Visit federatedinsurance.com or call your local marketing representative to access trusted resources you may need during this pandemic. At Federated, it's our business to protect yours.
TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Patrick, what is wrong with the Minnesota Twins?
I think, obviously, not being able to hit is A, but B is they're not very good. The catching, black hole, right? Nothing there.
Yeah.
Nothing there. Sano, okay, he's been okay the last couple of weeks. He'll, you know, not he's the model of inconsistency, but okay. Arise, might be banged up, overrated. Polanco, good player. Marwin, mediocre player, playing third. When Adrianza plays, you know, you're down to Meesville Mudhens level. Eddie is having a mediocre year, hitting, what, 230 or something?
Yeah.
I mean, we can't make, can't wait to make outs, makes, still makes not head base running decisions. Black hole in center field, you know, really? I mean, terrible.
Yeah,
and
right
Kepler's now. Kepler's hitting 80 against left-handed pitching. He's a halftime player right now. He's got a chance against right-handed. You got Nelson Cruz, and there's nothing else to impress you offensively, is there, hitting-wise?
Not right now, no.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
and
once...
now Donaldson comes back, if he does.
Yeah.
That's going to take him 10 days to put a ball in play, right? He's going to strike out 50 times. Buxton, you know, he'll come back and they'll play him every other day.
Yep.
And there's no way that Rocco's going to put him out there all the time. And then Buxton, you know, it's going to take him 5 or 6 days to get a hit, too. So that's there's only 25 of these things left, right? There's only 25 left.
Yeah, they're what? They're
they gotta
2015?
Win, they got to win 10. Can they win 10 out of 25? I don't know if they can. And, okay, now Pineda's going to come back and pitch for the first time in a year.
Yep.
He's going to go 3 1/3.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
he's not going
and be
long.
Huffing
That's
and
true.
Puffing. You know, he spent the pandemic and the year off and the suspension maintaining his weight. So that's either good or bad, however you want to look at it. You know, Rich Hill, okay, God love him, flopped that curveball up for 4 1/3. Odorizzi apparently looks like he got shot with a bazooka.
Yeah, I guess he showed people. I guess
yeah,
he took the Zoom call to lift his shirt to show them.
But even,
bruise.
You know, if he, okay, he comes back and he's one of your starter.
Yeah.
He's going to go 4. Pineda's going to go 4.
If you're lucky.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
That's, you're getting your pitchers back, but one of their problems is they might be getting guys back in the next 10 days, but none of them are going to be at anything but modest efficiency, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you're going to kick away another 10 days and go 2-8? If you do that, you're in trouble.
Yeah, and the White Sox are coming to town
at
the start of this week, and they are fun.
I heard Provis pretty good yesterday talking. He said, scoring 3 runs is not going to do it against the White Sox, fellas, because they're getting 6 or 7 by accident.
Yeah.
You know, Rich Hill against them tonight?
You think they're going to hit him a little bit, maybe?
You know, he's going to be talking to himself. And, yeah, they're just not any good right now. And I think it would be foolish to trade a hot prospect for Dylan Bundy or something. I wouldn't. You know, Dylan Bundy, supposedly there's a market. What do you think you're going to accomplish if you bring in one starting pitcher? What are you going to accomplish? You think all of a sudden you're a threat to win something?
I think in their minds, if they can get a starter who they've got control over contract-wise, but I don't think they're giving up a top prospect.
Well, no, I wouldn't. I'd give up Brent Rooker. If it costs me more than Brent Rooker, I'm not trading. Because there's nothing to be gained here. This is not a... champion. This is not a contender. This team is not a contender. They don't have, you know, their hitting is too erratic, right? Yeah. I mean, they're hitting. Yeah. I mean, Donaldson's not going to be Donaldson, even if he comes back. He's not going to be Donaldson.
I just don't think this is the year to make your big moves.
No.
When you're playing 60 games and going into a, you know,
16-team
playoff.
It's
a fun tournament.
Yeah, 16-team playoff, and, you know, not that it makes any difference on your road. Here's what's amazing about these boys. Last year, they were 55-26 on the road. Mm-hmm. That's why I voted for Rocco as manager of the year, because they were 55-26 on the road. Now they're 8-12. They're nothing. Last year, they didn't lose five games in a row all year. They're now on a five-game losing streak.
And some teams they shouldn't be losing to.
Chance to get long. No, but when you look at the lineups yesterday, do you see any big advantage for the Twins? When you look at the lineups yesterday?
At the way things are currently going, no, I don't.
Who are they better than right now? Nobody. Nobody. The Pirates. They're better than the Pirates.
Most days.
Right now, with the way, Kepler not being able to hit lefties, nobody in center field, nobody behind the plate who can get a hit, overrated second baseman, Marwin, who's okay at third.
Marwin's a very nice backup.
Who are you better than? You're not better than anybody because you don't get to play the Pirates anymore, right?
Right.
They're not.
I think you're done with Pirates.
They're playing Detroit and Kansas City. It's a battle to the death, man.
I know.
They're not better than.
But
anybody.
That does concern me.
Oh yes, it does.
That part of it, I just can't. I can't decide how invested I care to be in this season.
No,
I'll watch it.
No,
and I'm glad baseball's on. But I can't tell you, Pat, that I'm sitting there saying I'll make a bunch of trades.
But here's the deal.
I'd rather hold it for next year.
Here's the deal. You look at this season and you say, okay, it's going to be a short season, and Miguel and Nelson Cruz is 40 years old, and if we disappoint hitting-wise, it's going to be because Nelson went into one big reason for that is Nelson went into decline, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nelson's been better than he's ever been.
Yeah.
And you stinks. You stinks. hitting-wise, you stinks. It's brutal. 13 hits in three games against Detroit.
Yeah. You can't score runs.
It's
you're
not
right.
good. It's no, time wrong. To worry about the Vikings. Let's forget about these other guys. Don't you wish, though, that Adrian Heath coached the Twins?
I wish he coached any team United.
Adrian Heath, basically, they lost to some team, Dallas, Saturday, right? Was it Dallas?
Yeah.
Where's Declan's gone? 3-1, right?
Yeah, they lost.
They
the
got
Dallas.
Behind 2-0.
He pulled the whole team.
They
basically.
Got behind
He's
2-0.
He's coached the Wild.
He basically disemboweled them.
Yes.
He basically said they should all be taken out to the guillotine.
You're right.
If he was managing a team that went into Detroit and had 13 hits in three games, he would have. That might be a good column.
Zimmer look rational.
What Adrian Heath would have said about the Twins.
he makes Zim look rational.
Oh, yes.
And Rocco look comatose.
Even when Zim has his moments.
Oh, he can't stand. No,
even
he can't
when
come
Zim
close.
Has his moments, he isn't as good as Adrian.
He started benching guys at halftime and basically yes. said
and
if I could have benched more guys, I would have.
He said if I would have had more players, I would have benched them all. It's great because that doesn't occur anymore in sports. I mean, even Zim has been told to calm down, right?
Yes.
I'm sure for management, he's been told to not have his tirades anymore. And, Rocco, everything's, well, we're a little disappointed. We could have played better, right?
Yes.
And whatchamacallit, Eva, the new coach of the
Wild,
he doesn't say.
Oh
hey,
no,
Dean.
No hell no.
He's sort of an unenthused Rocco, right?
Yes.
And yeah, he doesn't
accurate.
Say anything.
Yeah.
Ryan is, boy, we really saw improvement there when we went 15-60 or whatever it was, and Ryan is Mr. Positive. Everything's positive, and then we got Adrian. He's at PGA. Everything's wonderful. Patino rarely rips anybody. The prominent coaches in town. Reeve she'll rip her players once in a while.
Yeah, she'll get a little chips.
She's more worried about society in general, so that's not a, you know.
No, you're right. Adrian Heath is manager of the Twins. Can you imagine who'd be playing tonight?
Yes. I don't think we've ever, I'm trying to think of who was the greatest critic we ever had.
Manager-wise?
Yeah, Sam would get a little crusty once in a while, mealy.
Gardner was a smart ass,
I guess.
Right?
Martin, we had Martin for a year.
Gardner was a smart ass, right?
Smart aleck, but he didn't melt down. No, he wouldn't melt down. He'd make derogatory comments about Ron Davis for the record and stuff like that. But yeah, he was a smart aleck, but never Ray Miller was. This isn't my fault, guy. Mm-hmm. You know, he would go out of his way to tell you how they weren't doing anything to help him. But which is why Andy eventually fired him. And, you know, because he always complained about his roster. And I guess that was the closest, but it wasn't like this. It wasn't, I don't want to be in the same, I don't want to be on the same airplane with these scumbags.
You know who this is a little bit like? Sonmore. When Glenn would get real, do you remember when Glenn would go up to the press box and what? Because if the team started to struggle, he didn't want to be on the bench, so he'd go up to the press box to observe for like two games.
Yeah, generally though, Glenn liked the players. Mm-hmm. You know, generally speaking, he tried to, but he would get his. You know, he was short tempered and would say nasty things about them once in a while. You know, but not that often. Who was the last, Herbie, you know, Herbie had, you know,
light you up,
light everybody up. But, yeah, I read that. This is on Zoom, by the way,
yes.
Where everybody else is taking advantage of Zoom to not say anything, right?
Yes.
That's Zoom is like based on not saying anything. Hatred, just let them have it, man. For a random loss in the middle of a
pandemic. And this is after they were quarantined for how long in the soccer bubble, you know, where they played really well.
Right.
Doesn't have time for any of that crap now.
No energy whatsoever. It was great.
Just benching guys.
Yeah.
It's outstanding.
I love it. So I take it the Jacksonville Jaguars are all in on Trevor Lawrence. Is that it?
That's what it seems like,
They're
going
to try to lose as they lay.
And
released.
You know what?
They released,
good move.
They released Fournette.
Yes.
And now they have traded us Yannick. I'm settling for Unique.
Yannick Ngakoue.
And a hellacious pass rusher, right?
Yes.
And so now you got two of them if Daniel agrees to play here. Is Daniel back on the field yet?
No, he's. I believe it's had 11 consecutive practices, I think, on Sunday.
And hasn't Miss Cronin hinted that this could be the way to get a new deal, but he's not getting a new deal now.
So on your favorite thing on Sunday, the Zoom call, Zimmer was asked about it, and he said, and he went to the old line of when Hunter gets cleared by Shug and the medical staff, which to me means I want him practicing. So it's either there is something wrong enough, or Hunter said, I've got a tweak, and I'm not going to practice with this contract with a tweak. But like Zim,
he was probably smart enough not to even mention contract.
Zim did not. But what I'm saying is, if you go between the lines of what Zim is saying, mm-hmm. he's saying I want him out practicing.
Well, and what have they've added? They're getting Riley Reiffs. So either going to have to redo his deal,
or he might be released, which would cause O'Neal to move to left tackle 2 weeks before the season. I don't like that one.
Yeah, but he's better than Reiffs.
Yeah, but I don't know how he's going to be a left tackle.
Well, he might not be that good, but he's.
It's a very Viking-like move, though, to allow the offensive line to be impacted by a defensive move.
Oh, yes, it is.
You know what Zim's saying?
Exactly, man.
Give me my glass of wine. I got my guy.
I want a.
Hey, Gary, fix the line.
I want another pass rusher, yeah. Says, so if Griffin had agreed to come back here, well, they wouldn't have done this, right? But you got a chance to get this guy. You go get him. Why wasn't there a bigger market for this guy?
Because he. Jacksonville screwed up. So Jacksonville didn't trade him before July 15th. They put the franchise tag on him, which meant that any contract that he did for 2020 could only be a one-year deal. So now he has to be re-signed.
But he gave the
after
Vikings
this year.
He gave
him a discount on a one-year deal.
But I thought he also, I read that he they can franchise him.
Yes, they can.
He agreed to.
But I think he probably thinks in good faith that he will get a multi-year contract, which he might, which means Dalvin's out the door.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
that's pure Zim, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, give me two pass rushers, because this guy's what, 26 or 7?
25 years old.
Oh, that's all.
He and Hunter are both 25 right now.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, so you're.
No, it's a nice, it's a good
it's
trade.
It's a hell of a trade.
It's a very good trade.
You know, I mean, if you got a chance to get a great pass rusher and it costs you Riley Reiff, that's fine, right?
Yeah, I just don't like the idea of 2 weeks before
then
the season.
We got to break out the guy who played right tackle all the Rashad. We got to break out.
No, Rashad Hill's hurt.
He's hurt.
Okay. I believe, is it Odu? I'm going to mispronounce his name, but he's the guy that would play probably right tackle. I just don't like messing.
Reiff will take the discount, probably.
I think that's what they're banking on. Because if he wouldn't, there are guys that I would release before Reiff. I'd let Kyle go in a second.
Because mm-hmm.
you've still got Irv Smith Jr., who's good.
Who?
Irv Smith Jr., a tight end.
Oh, okay.
So if it was up to me and I could let a guy go,
okay.
Rudolph, I'd let him go before Reiff for 2020. Because yeah. I don't think he's going to be here in 2021.
That's
anyway.
Bad PR, though. Rudolph has become the community leader, and that's
I'll take
during
the
pandemic. What the hell?
I'll take the hit for that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All righty. By the way, I didn't. And so Jacksonville lets Fournette go, and they're trying to lose his man. That's a risky procedure, though, to try to, you know, hope 3-13 will. Especially when you might end up playing 8 games or something. Jacksonville is.
But I think Jacksonville just doesn't care.
Jacksonville has trouble selling tickets, so I suppose they figure if we're going to blow this up, we might as well do it in a year when we can't have people in the ballpark anyway.
I think that's exactly it.
But Marone and the general manager were both supposed to get fired,
mm-hmm.
and then they brought him back.
Well, Coughlin got fired at some point in time.
Oh, that's right.
But then they have a GM, but he kept Marone,
the owner,
and you're right.
The owner decided to get rid of Coughlin instead of Marone.
Yes, I think that was it.
But
I think Marone's still not a good coach.
But Coughlin, well, I know our former colleague Matthew Collar's not a big fan of Marone. He thinks he's a moron at best. So,
he's kind.
So Coughlin was a Marone guy, though?
I believe so,
kept
yes.
him, huh? So they got rid of Coughlin.
Yes.
I
think Coughlin and Marone
to give
were
some powers to Caldwell or something?
Yes. And so Caldwell got the power for the GM. And they thought that once that change was made, that this kid would be willing to stay put in Jacksonville, but he was still PO'd and said, I want out, which I can't blame him.
Mm-hmm.
It's dysfunctional. But they are, I think you're right. I think they are bound and determined to be as bad as they possibly can be. And don't care that much to try and get Lawrence. I think that's exactly
right. That must be what they're trying to do.
Which is what the Dolphins tried to do.
They might have a quarterback, though. Minshew is pretty good, isn't he? Was pretty good as a rookie.
Yeah, he was, but we'll see.
Yeah. Well, plus you can move him, too.
But I think the Jaguars looked at what the Dolphins did with Tua and getting Tua, and I think they said that's probably a decent idea.
What are the reports on Tua, by the way? Is he playing?
I don't think he's going to start the year.
He's healthy.
Yeah, because
we were very concerned about his injuries and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course we were.
You know what? I think in this year with, you know, nobody knows where we're headed, I wouldn't be in a rush to put a Tua on the field and get him hurt, would you?
Hell no.
No. I wouldn't either.
I would prefer not to play him. Ordinarily.
So what is this? Does this make the Vikings the favorite in the Central? Because the Packers have had had a terrible offseason.
I don't think the Central is great, Pat, but I got to think it probably does,
right?
The North, yeah. But I would think it does.
Yeah, I do, too. I do, too. I mean, it's a...
I don't think they're going to be...
defense should be good. And we got Cameron Dantzler, who's... certainly one of the 5 best cornerbacks in the NFL.
So for 2021, they're going to let... I think what they're going to do is they're going to pay this kid at right end. I think they're probably going to have to go back and redo Hunter's contract. Because he is the 18th paid in the league pass rushing end, okay? Which is ridiculous. And then I think Harris has gone at safety, and my guess is Zim can't kick Cook out the door fast enough.
Why? Just because he doesn't think running backs are that
just
important?
Just won't pay him, yeah. So Cook will be gone. Harris will be gone.
But But to show us how much we loved him, we made him. We didn't pay him, but we made him a captain, right? We made him. Do they think this kid is that stupid?
Is that not the most high school thing ever?
Oh, it is. It is, yes.
We're going to put a C on your chest, kid.
Yes. Yeah.
And we're going to screw you financially.
And then stop, I wonder if he and Hunter are buddies. I wonder if they both might be saying, you know, because Dalvin can... You know, he at any time can say he's got a sprained foot.
Here's my question too: if you're Cook, the Vikings, at what point is it going to occur to you during the course of this season that they are giving you so many touches because they don't give a damn?
Yes. Well,
so you're going to get the ball a lot, but they're going to do it to try and wear you as much as they can.
There's nothing stupider in. There's nothing worse in sports financially right now is what they're doing to running backs.
Yeah.
I mean, you're screwed. They won't pay you. You get, especially the worst thing that can happen to a running back is to be a first rounder. They got you for 5 years.
Yes.
And
it's a great contract.
The dumbest thing this jackass D. Morris did was if you don't show up for the first day of camp, you don't get a year. That's the worst. How did that one? Why didn't that one get more attention?
I have no
when
idea.
It was when the did anyone tell the players and the agents to where the hell were the agents?
I'd love to know who signed off on that one.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
When I read
10 years, 10 years. You can't hold out for 10 years.
Do you think they just snuck it in quietly?
I don't know.
I mean, it's the damnedest thing.
Why wouldn't have the agents been up raising hell? I mean,
you punted on the last little leverage because it wasn't huge, but you had it.
Yes.
You punted it away.
Yeah, you could not show up, you know. And some people went to court. Didn't some players go to court trying to get this vote? Because they basically did not follow procedure with the vote either.
I don't remember.
And they said that the NFL Players Committee could do anything they wanted to and change what the rule bylaws were and stuff, but I'm sure that has no chance.
I don't remember on that part, but
they got 10 years contract with these morons.
But a guy like Dalvin Cook has a morsel of leverage. It was that, right?
Yes.
I'm not going to show up at training camp.
Yeah.
Every season, the Olsons would gather on their dock. With all the weeds and muck, no one would go into the water except for neighbor Larry, who would stand in there to cool off amongst the thick weeds.
Hey, neighbors.
Larry.
But this season, the Olsons dropped a few Aquaside pellets into their lakefront. After just one application, the water was crystal clear. And turns out, neighbor Larry is a free spirit and a fan of skinny dipping.
Hey, neighbors.
Larry.
Oh, my.
Who nude? New.
Clear your lake or pond completely. Visit aquaside.com. State permit may be required.
And they basically told him, screw you, we don't care.
No, we're giving that. Well, and this guy.
And if Dalvin Cook blows out his knee.
Daniel Hunter, if he doesn't want to show, if he wants to say that you screwed me on that contract I signed a year ago, or was it a year ago?
18, I think.
Yeah.
And then
you
restructured
me on that
year.
Contract. I don't want to show up opening day. You'd have to pay. You can get by with not paying Dalvin, but you have to pay Daniel Hunter.
Yes, that's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't show up on opening day, you're screwed. You're in trouble.
Yeah. And he, you know,
if Dalvin doesn't, you say, Alexander Mattison, we think you are great. And you play him.
You know, well, we're going to have three or four of them anyway.
But I have no idea how they got that piece of language agreed to.
No, it is it's incredible. Incredible.
Hey, what do you think about what the Padres are doing here?
Weird. You know, I mean, they're trying to win the World Series, I guess, and think that if we ever come back in 2021, the public will buy tickets finally in San Diego, and they'll draw 2.5 million people or something. I don't know what they're doing. They haven't given up. Like, the catcher was they came up a shortstop prospect, but they got Tatis.
Yeah.
By the way, are they... While they're doing all this, are they prepared to pay Tatis $350 million here in about 2 years?
I hope so.
Or now?
For their sake, I hope they are.
I mean, otherwise, it's, I guess maybe.
He's the best thing going
Or maybe they think it's a window. I don't know. Maybe they think they got to win in the next 2 years or something.
But, I mean,
right?
they got what? Clevinger today.
Got Clevinger today, and they're still apparently one of the teams after Lance Lynn. Right? They're trying to get, they're going to, I don't know how much they got left in their farm system, but they gave up the catcher.
And they had a lot, right? They've traded a lot of prospects. That Trammell kid that they traded to Seattle is the one they got in the three-team trade last year with Cincinnati and Cleveland, I think.
Yep. Do you think, and I think it's possible, that our boys don't make the playoffs?
It's
top 16. I think it's possible.
I think it's an epic meltdown if they don't, but it's possible.
It's
possible.
I was talking to Reavers about this earlier today.
Yes.
Who are they better than?
Well, they're proving nobody
Pittsburgh.
Because, yeah, but they're proving for the most part when you're getting swept by Detroit.
And Kansas City.
Who am I going to sit here and tell you that they're superior?
And we were supposed to be surprised, but we looked at the lineups yesterday. What's the difference?
Right.
This guy that the Tigers got from the Cubs is the Candelario or whatever.
Yeah, the kid playing first base.
He's having a good year. Scopes got...
Miggy slimmed down. Did you see the new Miggy?
Yeah.
I got to find that diet.
Miggy, yes, 8 or 9. Miggy goes out to right. Last year, Miggy couldn't get it within 50 feet of the fence.
I remember.
He was just dunking the ball.
You talked about how sad that was.
He takes Duffy deep. Miggy looks like he's having fun. They only got Miggy for 3 more at 40 or whatever it is.
Unbelievable.
But, it's just, I don't know. I think they... I think they're operating without a sense of urgency.
That's what Cruz, I think, said on the Zoom call on Sunday morning. I think he said the same. I think after they got swept in the doubleheader on Saturday, he said something along the lines of exactly that. Here's my question.
You cannot keep out running out Matt Whistler and using up your bullpen every fifth day, the opener.
I got a question for you.
Get me a starter. Let that Duran try to start. Come on.
I got a question for you.
What?
This goes beyond the Twins because they are playing crappy. But have you noticed in games that you watch now, you can definitely tell the pandemic teams that are just like, I don't care. Like in playoff games, in hockey, I see it.
My theory, though, is... teams look lethargic when they aren't hitting. You know, I've always felt that way. I still think they want to get hits. When they're not getting hits, they get grumpy. Yeah.
Sure, but I think young players...
But I don't think people are not getting hits because of attitude. I think they're just not hitting.
I just think that you see teams now, and I'm not surprised, I think you see certain teams now that are like, this is okay, but... And they just don't look engaged. But this goes beyond the Twins. I'm not just talking about the Twins.
No, they realize how temper... Well, the Yankees just lost 7 in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, the Yankees are doing with Judge what the Twins are doing with all their guys. You know, they've now DL'd him twice, and they're going to get him fully healthy and blah, blah, blah.
The one thing that the Twins have to be cautious about, though, is if they try and get Donaldson back too soon now and screw this up for 21.
It can't be too soon, but I think in about 3 days you say, you know, go home.
Well,
we'll see you in... hopefully we'll see you in February, although we might not, because we don't know if there's going to be a 2021 season. But, did you read that they have so few players over in St. Paul now because of injuries and stuff that they can't have a game?
Yes.
They can't have an inter-squad game.
Yes.
So all he's doing is taking BP. That's all, you know,
he's just
taking BP.
I did see that.
You know? So I don't know what. It is astounding what plan baseball came up with that did not allow any rehab.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shouldn't have they had, you know, find some, they should have had a couple of minor league bubbles or 3 bubbles, right?
Pitchers have no
where
chance
guys,
to go.
Where guys could go rehab, you know?
Yeah.
And but they were worried about spending money.
And Pineda's going to make a start here again now.
Tuesday,
without having made a start for a year, basically.
Yes. Yeah. He hasn't pitched since early
spring
September
training.
It'll be a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. He pitched in spring training. Did he?
I think he did. I think he
was. Yeah, they
was,
let him
yeah.
pitch it, but it was.
But the point is, he can't. To what you're saying is there's been no chance to go.
I'm saying, yeah. You
make
got,
a start somewhere.
You got Odorizzi and Pineda, and, you know, you got him coming back, but what? You know, time's a-wasting.
Yep.
You got 25 games left. You're playing a team now, right now, that's 2 runs better than you. If you want to make money, bet the mighty Whiteys the next 3 days. You know, because they're going to score runs. Mm-hmm. And this whole idea of having all these guys, these six-year Columbine guys accumulated over there who throw 88. I mean, what? Get some arms. You know, everybody else, you go face other teams, they're bringing in somebody, some kid who throws 98, right? The Twins got
one of
them.
We talked about that last week. Where is Duran? Where is...
I mean, what, you know, either try to win or don't. But if you go give up, if you go give up one of your top five for Bundy, you're idiots. You know?
You do have him controlled for a while, though, right?
One more year.
I don't think they're going to give up a top five.
No, I don't.
Either. I really don't. If they trade one of those guys, I'll be really surprised.
You got to look at.
But by the way, I'm not mad about it.
No.
I can't get worked up.
No, God, no.
Last year I got worked up. I can't get worked up.
No, I can't either.
You just can't.
The whole thing is 16 teams. There's a 25% chance that you're not even going to be playing in October if this thing comes roaring back.
Yeah.
It's making a big comeback in Europe right now.
You make it sound like a band.
Making it over here. And, you, make, you know, yeah, I'm
you make COVID-19 sound like a band.
We're about to have the British invasion again. And then.
Go on the Ed Sullivan show?
Yeah. And, you know, there's a 25% chance you don't get to the finish line, right?
Yeah.
We just had how many games are we going to postpone because wasn't it the Cubs had a positive?
No, it was Houston-Oakland.
Houston, yeah.
They just postponed Sunday because Oakland. Someone in the A's has it.
Yeah, but that could
well, we don't
mean,
know who. We
that just... could mean taking, you know, one guy from the Mets had it and they ended up not playing for 4 days, right?
Yes.
So.
Yeah, at least three, yeah.
There's a 25% chance you're not even going to play the postseason. And B, then once that starts, there's 16 teams, there's four rounds. This is not a team made for four rounds.
No.
With these pitchers.
No.
You know, especially since Jose Berríos has decided to be mediocre at best.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, that's being lost in the shuffle here. How devastating it is that there's a better chance you're going to lose when Berríos starts than win.
Yeah.
That's because he's your guy.
It's absolutely huge.
He's your guy. It's huge. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, Maeda's your ace. He's good. But you have one good starting pitcher, yep. Maeda, who can pitch every 6 days, apparently. You know, because we got to sneak in we're going to have another opener. Let's not send Maeda out there for a seventh-inning game and the second game of a doubleheader against Detroit. Let's lose instead.
There is nothing about a 60-game season that, A, fits baseball as a sport,
no.
and B, especially fits how the Twins and Rocco approach baseball.
That's true.
I mean, right? There's nothing. My question at the start of this whole thing was, is Rocco going to show an urgency that's going to be caused by the shortness of the season? And the answer is no.
No. That's
he's not going to do it. Maeda won't be. They won't rush people. They won't not give, to your point, Kenta Maeda an extra day off.
I said this earlier just today. I said this earlier today. Last week, Eloy Jimenez, the left fielder, left a White Sox game with some kind of, I think it was a foot thing.
It was in the celebration of the no-hitter.
And that was it.
He twisted his ankle.
Yeah, they twisted his ankle. Yeah. And he was, the next day, he hit two home runs.
Yeah.
You know why? He played. There was no chance in hell that if he was a Twin, he would have played the next day.
You know, I didn't think about that
no
one.
No chance.
But this is accurate.
No chance. Eddie couldn't start the next day after he mildly tweaked his ankle.
Yeah.
We got to give him a day off, man. We got to have both Lamont Wade and Jake Cave in the outfield, dammer.
Yeah.
You know, because we got depth. Bring Adrian Heath in. We want Adrian Heath to manage the Twins, to challenge them.
Rosario would have been back.
Not only to challenge them as athletes, as men, as challenge their manhood.
Miguel Sano, 2 weeks into the season with Adrian Heath in charge, would have been at CHS Field.
Yes, he would have been. He would have been. Or he would have went out, struck out the first time, and hooked.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been.
You know, that's a great
He would
point.
Have waited until he got the first.
That's
base
what I was just going to say.
And then hooked.
You know what? Heath loves the old Billy Martin move with Reggie at Fenway Park.
Yes, right.
Where he didn't hustle and he pulled him off the field and then yes. yelled at him in the dugout.
Yes, right.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes. Adrian Heath for baseball manager.
Oh, God.
The manager of everything.
It would
That's
be
right.
it would be outstanding.
I guess that. I guess we've already done our Unchained then for the day. I've already been Unchained for the day. So.
But the interesting thing is, I don't know how worked up I can actually get about this
no,
whole thing.
No, I'm not all
I just,
worked up. I'm just...
It's comical.
I'm worked up at the philosophy of hey, it's a 60-game season, but what's the hurry?
No! No, but that was my my question. My question was, are you going to have more urgency based on... And the answer is no.
That, I'm glad you're right now that I am reminded. I think Nelson was expressing, I'm 40. I'm out there playing every day and trying to hit a home run.
Yes.
I think he was expressing some frustration with the fact that nobody's playing.
He probably is, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
He's not wrong.
Yes. Yeah, well, I mean, he's, when they're hitting, he's getting better pitches to hit, too.
Yes.
Right now, when they faced that breaking ball pitcher where were they? Was it Kansas City? Where were they before they?
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
They
yeah, when,
Kansas
he,
City,
when
Cleveland,
he faced,
Detroit.
When he faced Bieber. He had no chance to get a fastball in the hitting zone.
No.
Bieber just threw him these hellacious sliders because if he ended up walking him, there was no risk, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Bieber. I don't know. At Clevenger is gone. That means they still have a much better starting rotation than you have, right?
How the hell do they do it is my question.
I don't know. They got this kid that pitched the other day. Tyler McKenzie or something. Yes,
he struck out 10 his first start.
Something. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yep. Got All anything right. else?
No, I don't want Lance Lynn back. Thank you. We had that.
We had that experience
we
once.
Had that.
That's the one I have no interest in.
No.
You know, if you can get Buddy at the right price.
You can wonder if it's really that good, don't you?
Well, are you in a position to be that desperate to get him back?
No, I don't. This team has no chance to win a 16-team tournament, so I don't really care what happens.
It's probably fair.
I don't, what the boss, once the Vikings start, people won't care anyway. All this other sports that's going on, the loons and the whatever, once they kick off, nobody will give a damn anyway. All we'll care about is now that the Vikings have, have the best young cornerback in the history of football, plus this defensive lineman, who I'm going to call unique because I got no chance to pronounce his name. That's all people are going to care about anyway.
Adrian Heath for manager / coach of all Minnesota sports.
Yes, that's right.
We want Minnesota sports.
We want to. I wish I was still at my satirical best so I could spend the time to write a piece on Adrian Heath as manager of the Twins.
I think you should take a shot at it.
I think
you should take a shot. It's too good not to take a shot at it.
That's right.
All right. All right. Talk to you next week.
See ya.